Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome. It is Hardline here on News Radio 930 WBEN. We are live on your radio today. If you're listening in the morning, if you're listening in the evening, the 6 o'clock replay, well, then it's on tape, but I still hope you enjoy the show. If you're watching football, since there is football on this morning, turn the TV down, turn your radio up. It's a great compliment to the Jets-Broncos game that's going on. We've got a lot to get to. The Bills don't play till tomorrow, so really, this is all you have to worry about. We'll be talking with Erie County Legislator Frank Todaro in just a few seconds. At 10:30, we're focusing in on the city of Tonawanda. Bill Simon is running for the council, and he will join me to talk about what got him into the race and what's going on in Tonawanda. Again, if you're running in that race, if you have a candidate that you are supporting in that race, let me know. joe.beamer@wben.com. We want to get as many local elections under the microscope as possible in this final less than a month now until Election Day. Josh Collins, he collected signatures in Hamburg. You heard him a few weeks ago. He'll give us an update on that at 10:50. At 11, Mike Jasinski from Cheektowaga is going to give a rebuttal to what the supervisor, Brian Nowak, said on this program a week ago. And then at 11:30, Congresswoman Claudia Tenney will give us an update on the shutdown, on the peace deal overseas, and everything going on in D.C. But as I said, we are starting with Legislator Frank Todaro, Erie County Legislator. Frank, good morning.
Joe, good morning. How are you today, sir?
Hey, I have no complaints, and I want to let you know we're going to do that show from the office one of these days. We got to get that done. I think it'll be a great 2 hours in the afternoon. So we'll have to put that together.
That invite still stands. Well, let me know when you're ready.
I appreciate it. Starting with your office and this very station, AM 930, there was a resolution passed in the legislature this weekend or this week discussing AM radio. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So yeah, Joe, this legislation was introduced back in February in the Senate. And the House of Representatives, which consists of 435 members, has been growing support on this bill. Out of the 435 members, 306 are currently sponsors on this bill, which is very hard to see these days. It's almost an anomaly where you see bipartisan support. And when I saw this was actually brought to my attention when Congressman Nick Langworthy spoke on the floor on this bill, and it really registered to me how important it is to have AM radio in your vehicle. So what this is the AM radio for every vehicle act is the title of this bill legislation. And what it is right now there are 8 major car manufacturers that have produce hybrid vehicles, electric vehicles. And what they have been doing is phasing out the AM radio in the vehicle. And most people were not realizing that when they buy a vehicle, they're like, wait a minute, I don't have an AM antenna in here. I have to actually stream it through my phone to listen to my vehicle. Here in Western New York, historically, we've relied on AM radio when we've had blizzards. I've seen people chime in on my Facebook stating, if it wasn't for AM radio, I would have driven during a driving ban. When I heard it, I turned around and came back home. So, you know, and he had no power at home to understand what was going on. So it's imperative. It's very important to have AM radio access, especially, you know, cell towers go down. As I stated, power lines go down, broadband fails. So it's truly a conduit to hear what's going on.
And on the floor in Erie County, this also had bipartisan support, right? Just like in Congress.
Absolutely. My minority caucus obviously said, Frank, we're going to support this. This is great. No, it's a no brainer for us. When I presented it to the entire legislative body, they all jumped on. One concern from legislator Vinyl, she was a little concerned that it was she didn't want to have government interference to force manufacturers. But as we kind of debated a little bit with her, she understood it was more of a safety concern, not just another bureaucracy of telling a company that they have to mandate and listen to our law and do something. That's not what we want to do. So she understood it's imperative. It's very important to our area especially. But this is across the country. You know, there's catastrophes that happen all over. And to have bipartisan support shows that the whole country is together on this.
And like you said, I mean, obviously we have the apps. I mean, you can get the station on almost any platform. However, in an emergency, if you do have any phone battery left, you don't want to waste it streaming. You know what I mean? That's going to make your battery go down faster. So everyone has an emergency radio. And I think it's a no-brainer to make sure these manufacturers put in these AM radios so people can get the information. I mean, just it was 3 years ago. We were live through the entire storm, you know, when no one else was.
WBEN did a fantastic job getting the message out, and, you know, anything that needed to be transferred to the community, that was the way we were listening. So I want to thank you guys for that once again.
Well, thank you, Frank. Now, looking at the bill in Congress, now that, as you said, had bipartisan support. When would manufacturers be forced to start putting AM radios back in the cars again? Would that be an almost instant thing? What's your understanding of that?
The date that has to be determined. I'm sure when that passes, that will be any amendments to that bill would be changed or updated. I don't have that answer yet, but I'm sure it would be fair to the manufacturers to start producing those modules again and put them into the head unit of the vehicles.
Well, looking forward to that. Frank, while we got you here, looking at Erie County, everyone's up for a one-year term. How are you facing this election and this turnaround as we now, after this year, we'll be going to even-year elections in the legislature?
Well, I got to say, my personal view right now is I'm running unopposed for my third consecutive term. Which is great. You know, I've been working hard to, you know, work with my constituents and do my job. This 1 year term, it's kind of freaky. It's different. You know, we're all coordinating to line up with a higher office at the state level, which is a concern because, you know, our focal point here in Erie County is local government. And I feel, or I know what's going to happen is, you know, we're going to be running at the same time as state leaders and candidates. And we're going to start talking about national issues. And national issues is not really, it's important, but it's not what I need to focus on. So if someone's going to debate me or constituents are asking me, how do you feel about the president and what the president's doing? I would defer and say, look, I want to focus on, you know, county government. I want to talk about our tax budgets. I want to talk about our roads qualities. There's so many other things I want to talk about and focus on. And I don't want to lose that focus that we should have.
You know, that's such a great point, because I bring this up often. You know, the county executive seems more focused on national issues, according to his social media, than he does county issues. I mean, the guy is traveling to different parts of the country to talk about national issues. And I think what you said is so right. I mean, your job is Erie County before anything.
Absolutely. That's always my focus. And unfortunately, when I see his X.com tweets or Instagram or Facebook posts, I just shake my head saying, we have problems and issues that really need to be focused on right now that we're living. And everything's about what's going on nationally. You know, right now, the indictments with Letitia James, I saw him put a post out that it was this is headhunting. It's weaponizing the DOJ. I haven't seen one positive remark. There's like over 200 people that have chimed in with comments, and not one of them was a positive. It's like he's hurting himself out there. Focus on what we have to do right now here in county.
Now, speaking of the county, you know, I we talk so much to people in Amherst about this, but Frank, your district's outside of Amherst, but this is a county issue. The county taking over the Westwood Country Club property and immediately putting aside, what, $5, $6 million to bring that property back up. Now, you, as someone who's not in Amherst, how do you look at that investment by the county?
That's a bad deal. It's a bad deal. I don't understand how they're actually saving the local town. I feel made an error under Brian Culpa, you know, and the county came in and saved them with taxpayer money, got them out of a hole. Literally now they have 9 holes that they're going to be refurbishing over there. And another golf course. I mean, I don't want to speak on behalf of the Amherst residents, but I'm having people come to me saying, this is a bad deal. We have no voice. What is going on? We don't want this. Our taxes are already higher. Now we have to take care of a golf course. Rightfully so. It wasn't really debated enough or talked about, I feel. And I don't think that the community had enough insight and conversation about it.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like Amherst didn't have, and people outside of Amherst, their tax dollars are now going to this golf course. Doesn't seem like they had much of an input either. Frank, always great catching up with you, and I know we'll talk again soon, and we'll get that show from your office coming up here.
You let me know, Joe, okay? Have a great day.
Hey, you too, man. Always appreciate it. That is legislator Frank Todaro, as they had a bipartisan agreement to sign on and say, yes, AM radio should be in all cars. And again, you're probably saying, well, Joe, you're on AM radio, obviously. I think, you know, even if you don't listen to us, which, why wouldn't you? But if you don't listen to us, I mean, everyone was listening during the blizzard, right? I mean, even people who regularly criticize the station talk about our coverage during the blizzard. And that's what AM radio, we are here for you. I mean, you listen to some of our stations down in New Orleans, right? You listen to some of the AM stations down in Tampa. You know, when there are hurricanes, those stations are on the air through the whole, through the storm, through the event, making sure people have the information to get them to safety and to do the right thing. And I'm glad that we have bipartisan support from officials here in Western New York and also around the USA. When we come back, he mentioned Letitia James. We will catch you up on that indictment. It's Hardline on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.